You were talking on here about how you just don't buy any groceries and you're always munching on your roommate's food late at night.
I didn't say it, not always, dude. I don't want that to find its way to him. It was a one-time carrot.
I'm just realizing, like, with a girlfriend, there's just, like, so many little things, so many little money things we do. I'm a simple guy when I'm alone. Am I more sad? Yeah. But I'm richer. When you're an entrepreneur, when you get into this world, when you start making money, building things around the internet, you realize that every problem is solvable.
A lot of the time, I'll have friends come and ask me, and they're like, hey, what do you think of this idea? I'm like, dude, I don't give a fuck about your idea. Come and try and sell me something.
Just on your eating out point, all I do is eat out. Because I don't want to cook or clean. But I know what you mean. It's like, go out and do stuff. Like, I haven't seen anybody.
My disappointment is immeasurable.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't either, dude. We just jumped to the podcast. That's why it's daily. Two lonely dudes hanging out. All aboard.
Let's get to the programming, huh?
Welcome to the Smart Nonsense Podcast, where we talk about smart nonsense.
Nonsensical smarts.
Snug as a bug in a rug.
Oh! Pop, no point in telling the people what they're here for, because we're going to figure that out as we go. Just a quick little thread, kick us off. I've been home alone for like almost 10 days now, and I have completely become you. My goal when I'm alone is just, how can I spend as little money as possible? No groceries, no nice thing, like... Well, because you were talking on here about how you just don't buy any groceries and you're always munching on your roommate's food late at night. It's become now a game for me.
Not always, dude. I don't want that to find its way to him. It was a one-time carrot.
One-time carrot. Yeah, but I don't know. I'm just realizing, like, with a girlfriend, there's just, like, so many little things, so many little money things we do. And
dude,
I'm a simple guy when I'm alone. Am I more sad? Yeah. But I'm richer.
Dude, well, you're kind of getting the benefits of the 50% bink. By that, I mean you split rent and most other charges. But guys don't really eat out. They don't go out, really. Some guys do. They party hard, but they're usually single.
Well...
Wait, or that yeah. Doesn't make sense.
Just on your eating out point, all I do is eat out when I'm alone. Because I don't want to cook or clean... But I know what you mean. It's like, go out and do stuff.
What I'm trying to say is...
Like, I haven't seen anybody.
Yeah. I haven't either, dude. We just jumped to the podcast. That's why it's daily. Two lonely dudes hanging out. All aboard.
Let's get to the programming, huh?
I saw Dan Mace. That was cool. I just grabbed sushi next door, and I was walking back in, and Dan was trying to get in. I'm like...
Is he in South Africa these days? Yeah. Oh, did you let him in the building?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I'm like, you need to get in? He's like, yeah. I'm like, okay.
That's cool. Yeah, bro. Yeah.
That's probably what he said. He said cheers or something when we were leaving.
Cheers, bro.
Like, yeah, good meeting. He's like, yeah, cheers.
Hey, I don't have a good South African accent. That's my bad. Sometimes, if I can hear a certain word, I could get into it.
South Africa, dude, underrated as a country. They're putting out some heavy hitters.
Dan Mace?
David Sachs, David Friedberg, Elon Musk, Nelson Mandela. I don't have any more.
That's a good one. I'm glad you got Mandela in there because I was going to say, yeah, it's just where all the African whiteys go. You're just naming all the African whiteys that made it out.
Yeah, I didn't get a woman, though. That's for sure.
South African woman, they gotta be there. They have to be there.
The country wouldn't exist without them. Hey, dude, here's what I want to talk about. I got cut off on the last podcast.
All right. Yes, you did.
We were talking about God knows what. It was more optimistic. I do remember that feeling. And we're gonna keep the optimism train rolling, going right down the tracks. What's going on, dude? I'm of the mentality. And this is what I wanted to say yesterday. I'm of the mentality that when you have an idea, you got to bring it into the world as soon as possible. like, oh, here's my business idea. Can we do this headhunter thing? It's like, bring it into the world, dude. I want your stirrups, both your legs in there, and just birth this idea.
Gross.
And what I mean, dude, you don't have to eat the placenta, whatever they call that. You can let that sit on the floor. But what we're trying to do is get a sale. That's what I mean. Birth a sale, dude.
Before we birth the
analogy,
sale,
guys.
Before we birth the sale, because we are working on our analogies, can I just say, I ran into a fellow CEO today. He was an old neighbor. He's my dad's friend. And we just bonded. I just saw him on the street and we got talking. We just bonded over the fact that, like, when you're an entrepreneur, when you get into this world, when you start making money building things around the internet, you realize that every problem is solvable. So just to the fact that, I think, was it two episodes ago? We were as low as low could be.
Yeah, very low.
But in that lowness, if you're willing to, like, I think you have to have some amount of something. We got something wrong with us. But in that lowness, I think it also offers clarity. It's like, this is exactly what we need to go do to get out of this deep, dark tunnel.
Right, right.
And you can always
when you
get
hit
out.
Rock bottom and you hear one, you're like, I got to get my shit together and get out. Go up that vertical wall and get the fuck out. What is it? What's the Crystalia? Get on, get out. Do you know what reference I'm saying?
The fuck all.
Fuck all, get out. My bad, dude.
Boring as boring as fuck all, get out.
You use the glycogen, your muscles actually.
Shut up.
Thanks, Chris.
Shut up, dude.
But I just,
that's boring as fucking all get out.
Dude, come on, let me speak. Let me be
glycogen.
Well, look over at me first of all. Don't,
dude,
look.
Hey, glycogen is fucking boring to talk about. Dude, hey, let me tell you something. I'll look at you, but when I turn my head, you better be in a lab coat. Because you're talking about glycogen. Now, if you're not in a lab coat, you have to stop talking. Would you look at that?
That's what I wanted, dude. You gotta get boring as fuck all get out, if that makes any sense, and figure it out.
Wait, that's not right. It's some weird word that has a hyphen in it.
Boring as fuck all get out. But he says it funny, so it works better than it.
But we learned that we didn't know what it meant, but get out as all get out is actually a saying.
As all get out. Boring as fuck all get out.
All get out. As all get hyphen out is in the extreme to the utmost degree.
Couldn't be more perfect for this analogy, dude. You gotta all get out. All right. So how do we get out? One, I don't know. Maybe it's like because we're owners, we're the principal. And when we try and delegate to an agent, like, hey, agent, we gotta make more money. Let's figure out how to get out. We don't.
I think you're using get out in the wrong way. The saying is as all get out. You're not just saying, you're just taking get out because you want to get out of the hole.
I want to get out of the hole, dude. Different things. It's similar words,
as
though.
All
it's literally the same
out.
Words.
Our situation is as all get out, whatever that means. It's just four words you put together.
Wait,
you
were talking
about birthing.
Dude.
Yeah, you were talking about birthing something. A sale. You're talking about birthing a sale.
The idea I had for this podcast was like two times a week, we have like very informational podcasts. It's like, here's how we hire. Here's how we train our editors. Here's how we manage creatives. Like,
no.
Just, no, dude. You're going to get fucking
as
get
all
out.
Get out.
So, dude, let me focus. Birthing into the world ideas. Got to make money. We try and delegate to people. Okay.
Okay.
When we try and put that burden on someone else, it just flounders. It doesn't work. And I'm like, God damn, we hired like a salesperson to do this.
Because of the principal agent problem. They're not tied to downside like we're tied to downside.
Right.
If the thing goes belly up, we're literally, our names are like guarantors on the debts of Clipped.
Oh, good
like,
God.
Everyone else can just walk away. I just finished the FTX book. It's like almost everyone walks away, but it's like SBF is on the hook.
Spoiler alert.
It's like us.
Yeah, we got skin in the game, and no one else does. And it's just like, just fundamental. The people that have skin in the game are going to figure out how to sell and just survive. Everyone else is going to survive regardless. They're fine. So it comes down to, we had two models in mind yesterday. We're like, we don't like this model in the middle. We're like $5,000 a month and you get an animator and then work on whatever. Sometimes they're working on shitty clips. Sometimes they're working on sick ads. We're like, we don't care. We're not going to look at it. Just rip. Turns out 90% of our team was working on shit. Their skills are amazing. Most of them are absolutely incredible, but they're just working with people that have no taste and projects that are just like below them. They should be working on Apple ads, but they're working on like our clips. Or not ours. We're even too good for that. It was like Johnny Yon's new clip channel.
And it's just like, yeah, yeah.
So our idea is like, go to the extremes. Let's go super expensive. So like, I mean, super is all relative, but like $10,000 a month. That's your unlimited explainer videos, which is what we're the best in the world at. And go super cheap. This sort of recruiter headhunter model of like, I'm Henry. I need an editor for cheap, like $1,000 or $2,000 a month. That's all I want to spend. Can you find one for me? And pretty much, I feel like what most people that are either entrepreneurs or employees, often the same, they just like sit on that and they're like, okay, how do I make an ad? Like I have friends that do this. They're like, how do I make an ad? I'm going to have to find an editor for that ad. It's going to take a week to do. Then I got to script it and like make sure it's all good. Then run it as an ad and it's not going to get like a payback period for 6 weeks. It's like, do all this bullshit. It's like, no, I'm just going to go on Twitter, like DM a couple people, put out a tweet like, hey, I got a fuckload of editors. Who wants one? And then just see if I can sell like that.
But even if you don't have the bank of editors, if you're a nobody and you find a need in the world, you just go on Twitter or find the person's email or get on LinkedIn and say, hey, I see these, I don't know. I see you're trying to get in the video game or I see these shitty videos you're making. I can do you one better. I can do you 10 times better or whatever it is.
Right.
And like,
you and can ideally, go out and here's just, the sample too. I already did.
Right. Right. If they bite, go make a sample. But it's like, you can just use words and you can literally hunt people down and sell stuff.
Well, also like people, a lot of the time I'll have friends come and ask me and they're like, hey, what do you think of this idea? I'm like, dude, I don't give a fuck about your idea. Come and try and sell me something. So literally today, we have this idea, Headhunter. It's a model that's worked for a company like Shepherd before. Basically what they do is they charge a third of the annual salary. So if you're paying like $20,000 to a person in the Philippines a year, well, it's going to be $7,000-ish.
Well, so step back. Shepherd finds you basically employees that are overseas. So right. It's like 80%. Of the cost that it'd be to find that person in the US. They go out and find that person for you. And then you just pay Shepherd like a couple thousand bucks, which is
well
a third of that person's
what I'm
salary.
Realizing is it's more money than I thought. Like because a third of a salary, their salaries on their homepage are often like 1500 to 2000. Which a third of it's 35% of that is what they
like
actually
$7,000, $8,000. Yeah,
exactly. So it's actually a big chunk of change. And like we tried using them before, didn't work for writer. Granted, we couldn't even hire our own writer. So like not necessarily a diss to them, but like I've heard from a couple people, especially even today, of people trying Shepherd and just being like, I don't know. Like I just didn't, even for like back office admin stuff, which is supposed to be their wheelhouse. Like I just didn't like the people they got. But regardless of that, and also, okay, I'll just say regardless of that while I'm on it, regardless of that, they're making like $10 million a year, which is fucking absurd because we're just like scraping by with one, maybe 2 million in an ideal world. And like we spend all of that. So there's not
scraping
really
by, there. Which by the way is crazy this because is I told you, by. No, you said it right. But okay. Scraping by at 2 million, I think like I was watching Shark Tank. Most small businesses do like a couple $100,000 a year.
Yeah.
It's already like, I don't know. Sometimes I forget, like when you're in it, you just forget. I don't know. You just forget the context or like the scale you're operating in.
Yeah.
But yeah, $2 million
a year, you quickly get used to the scale, and then it's like, right, why, it's like, what is this? Yeah. This is trash company.
Maybe it's hedonic. Sick.
And that's why, like, it's kind of dangerous because we get used to it, and then we're like, we're gonna sell it to anyone for like $100,000. Who wants to buy our whole company? Like, we don't give a fuck. Let's just get rid of it. Granted, we're kind of over that phase because now we see the upside. But there have been times, like in the last 6 months to a year, where we're just like, just take the company. We don't want it. But that's silly because we have like the best animators in the world. We just couldn't figure out the business model. So now we're starting to crack down on that. So we think we can do a better version of Shepherd for creatives without their whole like recruiter model where they have like 100+ employees just going out and somehow sourcing back office people, which we're like, we've never had a single recruiter, paid recruiter on our team. All we do is we're like, hey team, can you post in your Facebook groups that we're hiring? And then if someone comes through, we'll pay you a lot of money. I'm like, okay, we'll fucking post everywhere. That's awesome. And then we just like facilitate that. So we try and grease that with some like helpful graphics and stuff. But that's worked well for us. So, okay, now we have this network. That's helpful. How do we make money? So the day before, I basically put up like a screenshot of, hey, we got 500+ applications for editors. We obviously can't hire them all. Who wants dibs on the best? And then immediately, like, granted, not everyone has 2,000 or so followers on Twitter, but like, I don't know, fucking DM people then if you got this thing. Like, I just did the easy way that took 2 seconds on the toilet. Now I get like a handful, a half dozen, honestly, like a dozen people that are like, oh shit, I really need an editor. Can we talk? Like, can we figure out how to get me one? I'm like, I'll talk, dude. I'll talk
Calls
with anybody.
Calls guy.
I'm calls guy. And I think I'm asking for a title, a pay raise to sales guy.
No.
Because today I was doing sales calls all day.
I'm employee of the day. You might be doing sales call all day. What's that called? Spoiler alert. Sold today. I'm sales guy.
You had employee a head start though, day. Dude. You started yesterday. You got to give me 24 hours.
I did have a little bit of a head start. Okay, carry on.
Give me some time. Here's the breakdown. This is hot off the press. No, I didn't sell anyone yet. No one's closed. Okay. I'm the anti-sales guy. All right. I'm learning the tricks of the trade.
Yeah, I made
that we don't even offer.
You know those little charity thermometers? I made Dylan one so that as he and it looks very phallic. It's basically for the audio listeners, it's a thermometer where we need to hit the goal of $100,000 in sales. And Dylan has sold none. But carry on.
Hear me out though, okay? Because I have 4 calls stacked up today.
Oh, you see that? You see that right at the bottom there when it went from $0 to $5,000? That's me. That's what I did today.
No, dude.
Zero calls.
She goes zero to 500, dude. 0 to 500. You sold a deposit. We're just taking the Shepherd model, $500 deposit, but it's going to be like $5,000+. So I wasn't even trying to really sell. That's like ideal goal. But also I just want to like hear out what people are experiencing. First call in the morning. A listener of the pod or just like fan of our stuff, this guy Niall, he gets on and like, dude, literally it's like, please, whatever it takes. I'm sick of fucking hiring. I've spent $2,000 on this already. I can't find anyone. Fiverr sucks. Everyone sucks. I don't care what your prices are. Let me just do it.
What's he spent $2,000 on?
Like tests for people from Fiverr people.
Okay.
And they're just all shitty. Yeah. All of them. He's like, dude, I referenced, it was like, there was a silence in the video. So I'm like, oh, put crickets there. And he puts B-roll of a fucking cricket mouse.
Oh, yeah.
It's like
physical crickets.
Welcome to the townies, dude. So he was just having those experiences. And his thing is like, dude, I'm so on board. I didn't tell anyone we were going to like sell them until like on the call. But I'm like, yeah, we're kind of doing it. Sneak attack, but like you can kind of expect it. It's like a recruiter model. He's like, sure, dude, like that makes so much sense because I'll save $50,000 a year. I'm down to pay like $5,000 or whatever it is.
Wait, really quick, what this is for me, but like what does he do? What does he need an editor for?
He has an agency that works with businesses. So businesses, they're trying to like I don't know, get leads or whatever. He has like a lead agency that works with businesses. Basically, he wants to make content either for himself or with them. And he's like, yeah, this is going to be like LinkedIn content. LinkedIn content sucks. Like, you guys would fucking crush on LinkedIn. This has to just be like basic editing, and it's already the cream of the crop on LinkedIn.
Gotcha.
So he's like super low bar. He's just like, I can't find it, and I don't have the time to do it. So I'm like, fuck yeah. He just has to talk to his co-founder to like confirm, which is honestly a thing I've heard multiple times. But all good. It's like the value is clearly there. They're stoked. Like, I've never – a general theme across all of this was like no one had any issues with price.
Ah, okay.
That was – granted, they didn't know it was a sales call for most of it. But like, it was never like, how much does this cost? And they're like, oh, it's 35% of the annual salary. Like, I was hoping for less, because they just – they know that's the recruiter model. It's like, you pay this range, it's the same as Shepherd. So like, yeah, of course I'd pay that. So then let me think chronology.
All right, so we got one on the hook that needs to talk to a co-founder and needs to close.
Then another person that you talked to before, this guy's name's Harry. Harry has a podcast company. So he helps big companies set up podcasts. And I do
audio, like, mostly, right? Yeah,
audio, but he wants to go to video. Also, one thing I forgot to mention with the first guy, Niall, he was like, yeah, dude, one, he was astounded that it only costs like $1,500 a month to two rent. Like, he was like, oh my God, that's fucking amazing. I would hire like two or three. And I'm like, okay, that's fucking sick. And did I tell him to like start with one? So he's down for one to start, potentially more. Granted, nothing's gone through, so like, don't count your chickens. But next guy, Harry, he's got this podcast thing. He's like, yeah, I have all these video or audio podcasts that want to go video. Like, anytime we go to a podcast conference, it's like the elephant in the room is like, hey guys, are we going to talk about video? Because like, that's the only way to grow a podcast. So now his whole network is like 100 different podcast shows. And he's like, yeah, dude, fucking all of them need video. It's like, yeah, let's like make this work with one. Like, he was literally like, like, dude, just let me pay you right now. Like, I don't know. Like,
where's
please.
The deposit then?
It's both of these people are in the UK. So I talked to him when it was like 6 p.m. their time. Oh, okay. So like, kind of got a time zone it.
Dude, I'll close another one before you close both of those.
Watch out. Dude. Watch out. But like, the promising thing here is, it's like, because the value is so clear, because he's just like, I have no idea where to look to hire these people. And like, I don't have the time for that. I just need like a really good person tomorrow. Versus like our other products, it just feels like we're pushing things on people. Versus this, they're like,
the value's not. Please. Yeah.
And I kind of want to bookmark this idea, but basically like there are upsells to make on top of this. So the original concern was like, okay, it's a call it like $5,000-$7,000 one time. Like, it's not super exciting. Granted, it's mostly profit, so like that's kind of fucking sick. But like, now you got to go find more clients. But this is the thing where it's so cheap, and they're like, they're not really looking at the fixed one-time cost. They're more like, I'm going to pay $1,000-$2,000 a month for Infinity, because these, they're never going to want to leave if I treat them right. So they're going to like naturally scale. Like, we're going to scale with them really nicely, which is how Shepherd's business works. Plus, on this next call you'll hear, I talked to him and he's like, yeah, I'm interested, but like, what's it like to manage them? I don't really know what that looks like. And that's when Hunter, who I work with, he's like, dude, that's your upsell. It's like, hey, you're coming to us because you want like a full-time person on your team. That's why you didn't go to the agency. Like, they were saying, I don't want to pay like viral cuts or whatever money, like way too much for till the end of time. I want someone on my team. Like, okay, that's awesome. What if we just have you do like a little subscription that's like a couple grand a month, and now we're going to manage your editors or like oversee them so that the quality stays good. And Hunter was saying like, he does this with some of his clients as like a add-on subscription. He's like, yeah, most of them never even like do anything. They're just paying for like the peace of mind of like, oh, someone's there to like support if I need it. It doesn't have to be like us reviewing everything. So it's just like, oh, you get $2,000 a month. That's just to have like Nico overseeing stuff, and your edits are always going to be the best. Like, any issues will come and help out. It's kind of like,
isn't that kind of
support?
Isn't that That's probably one of the reasons people use our current clipped team, is the peace of mind that we handle all of the people side of things. Payroll,
yeah.
Firing, hiring, all of it.
Yeah. So I think the reason why this is getting a lot more traction is because people are looking like, I'm interested in something for the long term, so I want to pay as little as possible to get the best quality. And so,
but the manager piece, I'm like, that would just get you to our current clipped prices and model, basically.
Not if
maybe,
it's like,
maybe it's not as much.
I don't know, $2,000, and you're paying them. There's something there. That's the point. I haven't worked through it all.
Yeah.
Third call, this like AI newsletter, and they were, it was cool. It was basically like, yeah, we're booting up content in November, like super interested in just like make it super easy. Like he's already working with recruiters. He doesn't really like recruiters and like the whole model, but he gets the value. So he's like, fuck it, I'll pay for recruiters.
What kind of content does the AI newsletter want to make?
Kind of like Morning Brew turns their stories into shorts and stuff. And
some basic stuff. Not like, yeah. Because the direction, and this will be a different podcast and we haven't figured it out yet, but the direction clipped the animation studio is going in is just focusing on the world's best animated explainers.
Right.
They wouldn't want that, or they wouldn't be the right fit for that.
The interesting part is, God, you brought this up because I would have forgotten. Basically, he was like, yes, we just need like pure quantity play on one side. That's all we care about. That's podcast clips and the full podcast. But we also want to do this super premium course.
Mm.
And that's going to be like every, they have like 100,000+ subscribers on their newsletter trying to get to 1,000,000. Like every person there, they can sell this high ticket course. And he's like, that I can see using Clipped for, because I want it to be the absolute best of the best. It's like, oh, okay.
I see.
So he potentially uses both of our services.
I see. Interesting.
And I did tell him like we're thinking about raising prices on that. So like, A, if you want to get
grants. Oh, he sells.
Well,
and Knee, did you mention Knee?
Knee
was the one who needed managing or was curious about managing a creative.
So Knee was the first person to hit up, and he's a friend. So I kind of was like, yeah, I'll just like help you find a person in general. So we're going to run him through this process. Just like first one, sort of like the free sample, like here, just see like what we're capable of. And just kind of like doing a friend a solid. But on the in the back end, like he runs a massive agency conglomerate. So this is like his personal project that he just needs a couple editors for. And that's one thing too. Like we'll give him one for free, but like he said he wants like two or three more. So it's like, oh, well, if he really likes this person, obviously he'd pay for that. And then never mind, he's like video agency.
Right.
So he's like, fucking, if he promotes it to his company, which had bought like one of our clipped competitors, like he just, his job is to buy like video agencies.
That's sick, dude. Fill your thermometer up.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. But like the trend is, I think we're shitting on non-recurring revenue too much, because a really good product will be naturally recurring.
Right. Dropping bars.
Oh,
27
minutes.
You
had nothing to add, dude. I thought you had a good day.
I was employee of the day. I had a great day.
Oh, fucking. Oh, clamming up because you're getting nervous that I'm going to outsell you.
No, dude. I am clamming up. Do I have other threads? Gardaloo? I mean, I'm employee of the day. Let me leave you with one. Unrelated. Are we good there? You have more?
Well,
there?
I'll add one that's kind of related. So yesterday I'd put out that post of like, hey, we just got a fuckload of editors. It was super like ad hoc, just did it at random. But today I just had like time between calls. I was like, oh, what would be kind of a helpful thing to do? Because we're talking about like the hiring process. I'm like, let me just put out a tweet that's like, here's our hiring process overview, and then like put a little example of what we do. Basically like, here's a test that someone just submitted. Basically I was looking through our emails and like one of these applicants submitted a test, so I downloaded it. I'm like, oh, that's a really good test, let me like show people how we do tests. And so I just did like this nice tweet, and a good amount of people are sharing it because it's like a helpful tweet. And just at the bottom of it, it's like, oh, hey, by the way, we just got 800 editor applicants. If you want dibs, like, just let me know.
You know what's crazy? This 1,000 or so applicants we've just gotten, 800, whatever it is, those are, we have no positions open. We were trying to hire a writer and we got 800 editor applicants.
Right.
So this is only, we're only like testing on 5 or 10 people or editors this model, but it's like, if we open the floodgates, fuck.
Oh, fucking late night pod, you're falling asleep.
Oh.
One thing before you go, unrelated, I will say, like,
unrelated,
I think the bar is just really low. Because you look at, like, everyone they're referencing, I'm like, what kind of videos do you want to make? And they're like, can you make, like, the fucking, these viral cuts videos or whatever? The ones with the little images that move on the screen? It's like, dude, that's cheeks. We can do that in our sleep. Like, no one's asking for our quality of animation, which is the awesome thing. Because they just, like, they don't want that. They just want, like, pure workhorse badass editor. So I think we'll see, because now it's, like, the rubber will meet the road in the sense that, like, we actually have to deliver on this stuff. So we got to figure out how that works. But I'm bullish because I think the bar's really low.
Rubber meets the road. Garda! Oh, I'll get you.
Your job on this podcast is just wait.
Find a stupid quote.